A, Cam Tate, of course, longtime journalist in town. Cam, born with cerebral palsy, is in a wheelchair. He's never let it slow him down. And through the wonders of technology, Cam's words now come to life in the two-minute warning. And on Friday, he gets me to read Cam's two-minute warning. So here we go. Gregor, it's Positive Friday. I'm practically the Dalai Lama of good vibes today. So gather around, kids, because Uncle Cam's got a heartwarming story about humiliation, bus fumes, and spandex. Back to 2010 we go. Game 6, AJHL Final in Fort McMurray. Camrose Kodiaks versus the hometown Oil Barons. I jump on the Red Arrow with young Chris O'Leary, now a big shot at the Globe and Mail as assistant sports editor. Back then, he still thought media meal meant actual food and not a cold slice of pizza from 2 days ago. I had a seat in the Kodiaks team bus back to Camrose right after the game. Perfect. File the column, pack the laptop, hustle to the parking lot, and voila, no bus. Gone. Poof. Houdini'd out of Fort Mac. Not even a gum wrapper left behind. They lost and pulled out of town faster than someone spotting a parking ticket officer. Meanwhile, young Christopher is celebrating with the winning coaches, sipping Ryan, talking forecheck strategy like he's Scotty Bowman. I walk in and say, make mine a triple, and casually ask which way to the YMCA before frostbite sets in. The league scrambles up a spare hotel room, spare being the key word. The mattress had the structural integrity of a mashed potato. Then the Oil Barons, sweet fellas, offer me a team tracksuit, three sizes too small, because nothing says compassion like squeezing a full-grown sports writer into Lycra design for a bantam goalie. Next morning, Chris and I catch the Red Arrow back to civilization. I roll through my front door looking like an audition for Survivor, Greyhound edition. My late wife takes one look at me, unshaven, tracksuit riding north and south, and without missing a beat says, if I had any spare change, I'd give it to you. Positive Friday, everyone. Cam Tate, two-minute warning.